Our topic is removal defense, a view from the trenches. And as, well, just to start, how many of you have actually done a removal proceeding or hearing? Show of hands. About half. That's good information to know. For you who have done before, you already know this, but there are basically two parts to a deportation or removal proceeding. It's the removability stage and the relief stage. Sometimes an easy way to explain that to clients is they say the removability stage is whether they can deport you, and the relief stage is whether they should deport you. So there is a firm distinction in the proceedings between these two parts, removability and relief. But your job and your task as the attorney, when your client comes into your office, is to see the entire proceeding at once to the extent you possibly can foretell the future. Because what you do in the removability stage will greatly affect your client's ability to seek and obtain relief. It is very much like the chess master playing chess. The chess master sees two or three moves ahead, sometimes seven. That's the same way you should approach every tactical decision you make in court, in any court. So with that intro, I'm going to talk about the first part, the removability stage. Can the government deport you? And then the Fisher team is going to take on the relief portion, the second part of the proceeding. A removal proceeding commences when your client is served a notice to appear. That is the charging document which the federal government uses to commence a removal proceeding against your client. Almost always, this notice to appear, commonly referred to by its acronym NTA, is going to have the following allegations. One, your client is not a citizen of the United States.